One time. Page 98. Okay. The bottom of 98, the first column. Bottom of the first column of 98. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining the 60 mesechtes that represents the wives, because there's always unity with them. The brises are the philakshim, the concubines, because you're not always with them. In other words, not all brises are correct. And now we're talking about, and what is this, by the way? In order for the neshama, who's a limited creature, to be able to handle the revelation of Gan Eden, so then it needs to have the vessel. What is the vessel, Torah? See, now he's going in Torah itself. You have Mishnah Braisa, now Allah Masei Mizpon. What does that mean? Allah, the Medrash says, Elu halachas, these are the halachas. Shemem is Amiroim, this is from the saying of the Amiroim of the Gemara era, not the Mishnah era. Doim Esvin and Minayot Yivta Klal. That you can't ask a question on another opinion of the Gemara. Commandment is that, like the Gemara says, Gavra, Gavra, Koromis. The Gemara says like this, Rabbi so-and-so says this, Rabbi so-and-so says this. The Gemara asks, it's a contradiction. So the Gemara asks, what are you asking, a contradiction between two different people? He says this, he says this. So you can't ask any questions from the Gemara on the error of the Gemara. Shenikra, Alamis, Lashim, Basulis, which means young virgin girls, Adle Kabilis, Dchaya Ikri, which they're called a psula until they were with a male. Meaning, Shena Shroz, Chochmi, Lord Atsilis, Besechi. There's no Chochma Atsilis. In Mishnah is a level of Atsilis. Braisa, Gemara, Talmud is Babriya, and therefore it's called Berdecheshech. Okay, the Pasik says, Yetzir Erd, U Berdecheshech. Now, the Gemara says in another Pasik in Eicha, Bamachshakim Heshivani, he set me up in darkness, Zet Talmud Bavli. So Talmud Bavli, compared to the Talmud Yerushalmi, is Cheshech. So Berdecheshech is the level of Briya. So Bavli comes on the level of Briya. Shemeir Sham Chochmi Lo Begili. Unlike Mishnah, the Dal Rebbe said before, Bechochmi is Beriru. In the level of Mishnah, there's a revelation of Chochma, of Bittul. But in Talmud Bavli, there's no Chochma because it's called Cheshech, Beirah Cheshech. Rak Shem Bechinez Keli, Mochon Ashras Chochmi Lo. It's only a vessel eventually for the revelation of Chochma. Like it said, Bsuli Sachrerus Muvos Loch Tuvalna Besmachus Vagil Tveina Bechel HaMelech. Okay, it says basically you bring him to the chamber of the king, and that represents Bavli is not the clear revelation of Atzilus. It's a vessel eventually for this eventual revelation of Atzilus. Mezeu Inyan Liban Hilchus. That's the concept when it says Bechem Obulveinim. What is Bevenim Liban Hilchasa? Shetzorich lelab in halachas. You have to whiten, meaning purify the halacha. Laham shech besechen chachmi ilo. And to bring, in other words, like this, halacha needs to be cleansed, whitened, kashered, so to speak, to be able to have the level of chachmi in it. On its own, it doesn't have chachmi, Talmud Bavli, because it's berich hashech is the level of bria. Bria is not the level of chachmi, so if anything, it's the level of bina.
Could say Shulon Aruch is
the Shulon Aruch is Allah, same thing. Allah is the same.
It's the Bored.
Bered Cheshech, yeah. Blei b'chochmi yediya. Chochmasi is, but interesting, when there's an argument Bavli and Yerushalmi, Allah is like Bavli. Right? Ailachar Yerushalmi is higher than Bavli. Right? But nevertheless, Dafka, because it's lower, says the or that comes from the Cheshech is greater than the art that comes by itself. Therefore, the difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi, as we learned many times, Yerushalmi is a bunch of statements, debates, dialogues, arguing is more in Bavli. And therefore it says, where do you refine the halacha better? When you debate it, you discuss it. But then you get, because you ask, you answer, you have to come into a deeper understanding of it. So therefore, the halacha is like Bavli, because Bavli has more debate and discussion, so therefore you come to Libun Hilchasa. But in order to get the level of Chochme Ilah in the level of Bavli, it needs to be Libun Hilchasa. Lalib in Hilchos Ahadi, you get this cleansing of halacha. Is Aidei Kush Yisur Perukim? Two questions and answers. Like Rashbi, fine, but Rashbi, Beperek B'Memadlikin. Shaidei Zemam Shech Emek HaChochma. Through this, he brings down the ultimate depth of Chochma, and that's the Libun. Shemam Shech Bechina Slave in Elyin. What does it mean? You bring down the level. Remember we learned about Lovin, is all the way up to Lovin, pure. Liban Hilchasa brings down the level of Lovan, meaning purity of Kesed. Vizel and Yin Atzi Alavonin. The trees of Levonin, because it says interesting. Levonin, believe it or not, Lebanon, Levonin is Lev Nun, which Chassidus explains, Lamed Beis Nasivis Chachma and Nun Shari Bina. It says in Kabbalah, it's based on Midrashim also, that there's 32 paths of Chachma and 50 levels of Bina. So Levonin, Lev, Nun, is the level of Chachma and Bina. Kenei, Dominion, Big Day, Love, and the Kohen Gadol, Biyam HaKippurim. Like it's known, why does the Kohen Gadol wear white on Yom Kippur when he goes into the Holy of Holies, Kodesh HaKadoshim? So it says simply that Halacha is purity, no gold, because gold reminds Hashem of the eagle, and so on and so forth. Here the Rebbe is saying basically, because when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur, is the highest revelation of Elokus, that's why it's Lovin, Libun. He brings down his mamshich from the level of Kesed into the world. V'chol inyan aveda. Gam ach shebeliben ulchasa. So what's the aveda now? Of refining the halacha, levadid bidurim now. Then when once you refine the halacha and you do it right, then as the pasuk says, Besuleis achreu rusim uvoslach, to bring all the young people to you. When he says, Bezeh yuvamashe kosu bezeyar. Now we can understand what it says in the Zayar. Chol ha-teirav ha-mitzvahs. All of teirav mitzvahs is latakon ha-rozu d'shmei. To fix and to purify, so to speak, the secret of Hashem's name. That's what the Zayar says. That all of teirav mitzvahs is to misaken the secret of Hashem's name. What does it mean? Yehinei yes zayin shema shenim nimchokim. There's seven names of Hashem that we know halachically. There's seven names of Hashem that are not allowed to be erased. And each one of these seven names is the seven midas. Like it says, Kelis Chesed, Alekim is Gvura, and so on. Kikedei Shiyam Shochas Erin Tzav Baruch Hu. In order to bring down this infinite level of Elokus from Keser and higher than Keser, the Lav Mikol Inim Midas Yuklal. That are not at all in the realm of the midas, Keser, Ein Tzav. The midas are limited. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. To bring down the infinite level of Elokus into the midas, Kedei Liyes Olam Chesed Yibana. That the world should be built with Chesed, Hurat Mechinas Shem. V'ha'ara Ba'alma Mein Tzav Baruch Hu, which is the name of Kel. Okay, meaning like this. The level of Elokus that can be brought down into the world is only the level of Shem, name. Because the name is not the essence of the person. Like, really, what is the world? It's heyday, a ray of shame. Yalu Shem Hashem kinizgav shmei levadei. His name, heyday, a ray of shame, is coming into the alertz of Shemayim. Kiyadua, like we know, she'ein areich Hashem shel adam. The name of a person is no comparison legabi atzmus to the essence of the person. Ukalech shiva is not at all reckoned. Therefore, in order to bring down a lukus that the world can handle, it has to be the revelation of the name of Hashem. Lachain shem alukim begvura, the same thing with alukim and gvura. Lachain kedei lam shicha yizbarech. Leslabesh b'midesev, in order to bring down Hashem, to come into his mides. Lias Elam Chesed Yibana is through Teira Mitzvahs. Why? Aidei Mitzvahs Unim Shech Zeim Zeba Midazeh. Through this mitzvah, like you said, what are mitzvahs? Organs, limbs of Hashem. What does a limb do? It handles the power of the neshama. Right? So in order to handle the power of Elokus in the world, you need to have limbs to keep Hashem in the world. What are the limbs? The Teira Mitzvahs. That's the simple meaning, he says. The whole inyan of mitzvahs is to bring Elokus down into the world. Because otherwise, infinite Elokus cannot come down into a finite world. And therefore, what's the vessel for it? Torah mitzvahs. But he says even more. He says, the real definition of to fix the secret of his name, simply he said only a ray, because that's what a name is. He said, Mebchin is Shmei HaGodol, is to bring down the level of Shmei HaGodol, which is Ein Sof, which is Taki infinite. Why? Kedua, Sheyesh Yichud Shem Havai V'Adnai. Like we learned, there's Yichud Havai and Adnai, the Yichud Havai and Adnai and Havaya. The Alter Rebbe talks about this in Tanya. What's the difference between Havaya and Adnai? Havaya is Sevi Kol Almin, and Adnai is the way he's a master over the world. That's the level of Mamala Kol Almin. Okay? It's similar to the Yichud Kudshu B'Richu Shchinti, by the way. Havaya is Sevi Kol Almin, and Adnai is master, so he's Mamala Kol Almin. Okay? Even in the Krishna Amiti, you have the name Havaya and the name Adnai. There's a yichud between Havaya and Adnai. And he says, what are we going to? No, 1 second. Okay. Yeah, I just skipped about 20 lines. Okay. The idea of Torah mitzvahs through Torah mitzvahs, you bring down Shmei HaGodol. You bring down Taka Shmei HaGodol, which is Taka, the infinite level of Hashem. Meaning like this. Normally, like we learn many times, what's the Yichud Kudshu B'Ruch Hashchintei? All these Yichudim, you know, Yudke B'Vavke and all. What are all these Yichudim? All these Yichudim are very simple. A male himself, a female themselves, cannot produce. You are what you are. Right? In order to produce children, more giluyim, so you need to have the yichud of male and female. So the same thing in Alukos. You have Atzilus, Chochma, Bina, Das, it goes normal. What happens when you want to reveal greater level of Alukos in the world? That's what Torah mitzvahs come in. What do Torah mitzvahs do? They cause a yichud of Kudshu B'Ruch Hashchintei, or a yichud of Havaya and Adnai. Right? That's what happens. They cause greater revelations. It's funny to use it. How in a practical sense do we reveal more Kedusha in the world through mitzvahs? Okay, it is what it is. How do you reveal more? Because through mitzvahs, you cause the unity of the spheres. And when you have a unity of the spheres, so automatically you have greater revelations down here. That's like the technical way of getting more Kedusha down here. We do mitzvahs, right? What do mitzvahs do? They all of a sudden cause more Kedusha because they cause the unity of the spheres.
Not just mitzvahs, you could say Baruch Shammah and accomplish that.
That's Torah mitzvahs.
That
means mitzvah. By the way, the Rebbe says in Maimor, But the Rebbe writes, a guy puts on his shoes, the Gemara says, make a bracha, shasali kotzarki. Right? You'd open your eyes and say, Bekech Ivrim. You do what? So the Rebbe is saying, not only when you do mitzvahs do you bring down this kedushin to the world, but b'chol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim, b'chol drachecha do'eyu, you're putting on shoes. Yet, Ayid has a koyach to make a bracha. What is he making in bracha? Baruch ato havaya l'keinu, the level of ato, l'chei, the guy's putting on his shoes. He's putting on clothes, he says, malbisharumim. What type of mitzvah is that? The fact that he's doing it the way the Eibishter said, and he's making a bracha by it, that could reveal Kedusha to the world. Through the yichud of Havaya Elokeinu, and through this it becomes Melech HaOlam. And that's what it means to fix, so to speak, the secret of his name. To reveal all the that level of Shmei HaGadol into all the other names. Therefore we find like this. Yudke Vavke is Teferis, right? Kelis Chesed, Elokim is Gevura, Yudke Vavke is Teferis. But the pearl, there's two levels of Hashem, Hashem Kelelech Abayim, right? There's two levels of Hashem. There's Hashem is one of the seven names, which is like all the others. Therefore, it's a mid of Teferis. And then you have Shem Oetzem. The essential name of Yudke Vavke is Shmei HaGadol. That's the level of Shmei HaGadol that's greater than all. That's the infinite name of Hashem, Shmei HaGadol. And that level comes into the other Zion Shemus.
So when you say a Baruch Ata, which Havaya are we saying?
No, that you're talking about Havaya, that Shmei HaGadol. Therefore, in the beginning of Eda, right, when Hashem is complaining to Avram, I mean to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, I miss the old guys, Avram Yitzchak, they never complained. Meaning, what does it mean? Shmi Avayel Nidayti Lohem. I never gave them. What do you mean? They spoke to him. What do you mean? It says Shleinit Not Teiru Lohem. Teiru is not given to them. They didn't have matan Torah yet. Kigilu Shem Avaya, which is Shmei HaGadol, that's only happened by matan Torah. What do we say? Atav Chaton Mikol HaAmim. And at the end we say, V'Shimcha HaGadol V'HaKadosh Aleinu Karasa. When did Shimcha HaGadol come to us, so to speak, revealed to us? B'Shas matan Torah. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, U'Shmei Avaya Leinei Dayti Lehem. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov before Matan Torah weren't able to be Mamshich Shmei HaGadol. Therefore, as Chassidus and Kabbalah explain, when the Ovis did mitzvahs, the physical object did not become holy. Because for Gashmias to become holy, meaning for Gashmias to become Ruchnias, you have to reveal a level above both. Because Gashmias and Ruchnias are two opposites. How do you connect Gashmias and Ruchnias? The only way you can get Gashmi Tzeruchni is by bringing down Shmei HaGadol. That the others didn't have yet. They didn't have Matan Torah. So they didn't have the ability to bring down an infinite level of Elokus to make Gashmi's Ruchni's, which are two contradictory things. So the others couldn't do it. So that's why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmei Avaya Leinei Dayti Lehem. And yet they didn't complain. Right, that's what he says. That we say in Atav HaChaton, or we say in Davening also, before Shema. Because this revelation of Shmei HaGadol, meaning the infinite level of Elokuz, is Davka Yidei Neshomis Yisrael. Who is connected to Shem HaGadol? Only Yidin. Right, what are you going to do for his great name? There's three knots. Yisrael, Miskashim, Veraisa, Kudosh Baruch Hu. Right, Eden are connected. Yisrael is connected to Torah, and Torah is connected to, by the way, we learned this many times, but Chassidus asks the question, when the Zohar says, Yisrael, Tlas Kishrim is Kashin Dabedot, the three knots. Yeah? Yisrael Be'eraisa, Be'eraisa Be'kutsha B'richu. You have three things, one, two, and three, and you connect one to two, and two to three, you only have two knots. One to two and two to three, right? So how do you say Tlas Kishin?
Back to one.
That's what Chassidus explains. What the Zohar is saying, that three is connected back to one, so it's a circle. Which is, by the way, much stronger unity than one to two to three, because one and three are not actually that connected. Right? If one is connected to two and two is to three, there's a separation between one and three. But when you retie three to one, the third knot, so then mamish, they're all one. They're all connected.
So then you don't need two.
Huh?
So you don't need the two then, it's still connected.
No, but the two accepts, it connects the one to three.
Araisa
is two. There's Kutch Baruch and Neshamas.
Araisa, but a person might say, someone told me this, so I don't need Torah then because I have a direct connection to Hashem.
But that's what the Alter Rebbe alludes to in Tanya. In Perek Dalid, the Alter Rebbe explains that the Levushim, Machshav Divin Maisa, in Perek Dalid of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains the Levushim is greater than the Neshama. Why? Because levushim is machshav dibe meisu teyer mitzvahs. A reisa who amadu ayedei v'yadua. It's all the same thing, right? So the question is, so, but he just got through saying that the neshama is also chilek alakamimal. V'ha yadua v'yadei v'amada. So what do you need teyer for? Forget he's now even higher than teyer. So why do Yidin need teyer to connect him to Hashem? So the answer is that's only in the Shadish. Once a neshama comes into the body, neshama is much lower than Teda. Where do you see this in a practical, halachic sense, so to speak? Teda is not mekabel tumah. Right? Teda divit te'enu mekabel tumah. Because it says, alei kei dvari ka'esh, Hashem said, my words are like fire. Therefore, somebody whose tummy is allowed to learn. Somebody whose tummy is allowed to touch a sefer Torah. Somebody whose tummy can hold svarim. I mean, Torah can never become tummy. Yeah? But a neshama, nefesh kisechta. A nefesh could sin. A nefesh could become tummy. So down here, yeah, in lemaila, neshamas are greater than Torah. Because it says in Torah, dabet el b'nei Yisrael. That means Torah says, speak to the Yidin. That means there's already Yidin, which means Yidin are higher than Torah. But down here, once the neshama comes into a body, then Torah is higher. So a neshama down here to connect Hashem, they must have Torah, because they're much lower than Torah, because they can become impure, and Torah can't. That's the...
So only in the source that there not exists between Hashem and the Jews?
No, but the Yechidish of Nefesh is where it's up there, down here, it's all over. It's the essence of the Neshama.
So these three connections are down here. Not, I mean, they're obviously in the source, but down here.
That's what he says. He just v'amir zal David haMelech ha'imechabe teira shel ma'ale b'kodesh baruch hu, because he, meaning b'kodesh baruch hu yeish v'nishbo b'teira, Hashem comes down into the level of teira, like he said v'asim dvarei b'ficha. Right, when a person learns, Hashem is coming down. It says a person is learning. Kol ha'keira v'sheina kodesh baruch hu keira v'sheina kenegdi. That means when a person learning teira, they're just kaviyachol sitting opposite you and learning. Now, obviously, he's not sitting here and he's not learning with us. What it means is, when a person is learning Torah, he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keira V'Sheina, Hashem is revealing him. Hashem is coming down in the Torah. So we're bringing Elokus down when we learn the Torah. Because Torah is the vessel for Elokus. But what are we bringing down through Torah Mitzvot? Shmei HaGadol. Not the regular Shemai. The regular name, which is limited, we bring down Shmei HaGadol. And that happened, by the way, only at Matan Torah. Matan Torah allowed the Chibur of Elyonim v'Techtonim, of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Therefore, since Matan Torah, you do a mitzvah, you learn Torah, you bring down Elokus, infinite Elokus, in a finite physical being. That couldn't happen before Matan Torah. Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, says in Kabbalah, and Chassidus bring down, only reached the Sheirish HaNivroim. They only reach the level that a person could ultimately reach. But the level of the infinite Elokus, that they couldn't do. They didn't. It's not their fault. They didn't have Matan Torah. Why didn't they have Matan Torah? Because they weren't in Golis, in Mitzrayim.
But they were Merkava for Hashem.
They were Merkava for Hashem.
More than anyone but they accomplish.
They were completely bottled to Hashem, but they didn't bring Elokus down into the world because they couldn't. Not their fault. They just couldn't. Matan Torah didn't happen.
In fact, they were one with Hashem.
Yeah, but they didn't bring it into the world. The world didn't become holy. And a simple Jew after Matan Torah puts on tefillin, wears tzitzis, whatever, any mitzvah he does, brings down the infinite level of Elokus in the world. Not because he's greater than the Ovis. We have a great opportunity than the others because they couldn't do it and we could do it. And like we said before, the Rebbe writes, not only you put on tefillin and mitzvahs, you put on your shoes, you get dressed.
Where's that maimer?
It's maimer Rabban.
Which one? Which
it's in Chelek Aleph. Maimer Rabban is a maimer that was one of the first few edited maimonim of the Rebbe. Now there's a lot of the six volumes added to maimonim. In those years, there's a few Basi Laganis and Mayim Rabim. Mayim Rabim Rebbe said in 56, right before the Suez Canal War. It's a long Mayim, it's a Geshmaka Mayim, but then...
How could the Albert be bottled without this one?
They had mitzvahs. Kim kolatera kula. But the problem was he couldn't bring out a lukus in the world by doing it. Avraham Avinu kept all teira. Yitzchok. I mean, it's machlokes in medrashim, but the way the accepted opinion is, they kept all of teira.
So, Rabbi, after only 210 years in Mitzrayim Golos, he gained this ability only to draw down.
But it was only 90 years of suffering.
90 years. So that means after this Golos, we've been for thousands of years, we really.
Ooh, that's why, like we learned, Matan teira was the gili of Nigla the teira. And that's why is the Golos longer and harder? Because we're being mamshich, down. Yeah, we're mamshich down. But the primus as teira, the essence of Hashem. Yeah, that's why it's longer and harder.